Great. Okay. Well, I'll just begin by just repeat that a minute. As background in the Oregonians for Renewable Energy Policy was invited by the American Council on Germany to nominate candidates for a German study tour on climate and clean energy policy. And the of the 10 people we nominated, Jeff Bailey and Jules, Jules Bailey and Jeff Bissonette were selected to go on the tour. So let me quickly introduce our speakers today. And Jules Bailey is a two-term state legislature, state legislator representing Inner Southeast Portland, happens to be where I live, I'm honored to say. And in 2009, Jules sponsored the Energy Efficiency and Sustainable Technologies Act, which passed with bipartisan support in 2009. And in 2011, and the session in 2011, Jules served as the House Leadership Assistant Caucus Leader for Policy, and also co-vice chair of the Energy, Environment, and Water Committee in Salem in the House. And Jeff Bissonette has served since 1998 as Organizing Director for Citizens Utility Board, and also leads the Fair and Clean Energy Coalition. And along with his many other hats, Jeff represents CUB on the boards of the Northwest Energy Coalition and the Renewable Northwest Project. So we were very fortunate that two people with two such distinguished backgrounds in clean energy and energy issues were able to take part in this study tour to Germany. And what we're going to do is ask each of them to spend maybe 10, 12 minutes talking about the tour, what happened, their impressions of it, and answer whichever of the questions that we submitted to them to take with them they would choose to, and they've decided among themselves who will answer which questions. We didn't decide in advance who would like to go first, but I'll let you choose. Jules, Jeff, who would like to begin?
Great. Well, thanks, Judy, for that introduction. This is Jules Bailey, Judy, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Is that true for everyone else? Great.
That would be fantastic. Okay. Also, Judy, just for my reference, do folks have copies of the questions that were sent out?
I don't think everyone on the call will have the questions, so perhaps you might want to refer to them or just repeat them when you answer them. The answer is no. Not everyone has seen them. Some have, some haven't.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I know I speak for Jeff when I say that we certainly felt the weight on our shoulders of being representatives from a community that is extremely engaged and informed on renewable energy policy, and we did our best to